Welcome to the HR Happy Hour Show on Alexa. My name's Steve Bose. It's a new year, but we're all probably back to the same old schedules we had in 2020. That means taking calls at all hours of the day, answering emails at all hours of the night, working on the weekends, maybe working all the time. In the midst of the ongoing pandemic, our work life has substantially merged so much with our personal life that there's little separation between the two. And for many years, I pushed back hard on the people who said we shouldn't use the term work-life balance, that work and life couldn't be separate, that they should be really integrated. But now, during the pandemic, and working from home, and working in our homes, I think I'm more right than ever before. And some psychologists agree with me. As hard as it may be when you're working from home, maintaining a healthy balance between your work and your personal life is essential for your mental and physical health, according to Nicole Birkins, a clinical psychologist and author of the book Life Will Get Better. She says people who have blurred or non-resistant boundaries between their work and personal lives tend to have higher levels of stress and feel more distressed over time, eventually developing all the health issues that come along with it. But the good news is you can prevent this imbalance and the negative implications by actually creating a line between your personal and your work life by setting boundaries. And the main idea here, or the main tip, is to try as best as you can to establish a set schedule for your work days. Designate when you will start and end the workday and try to keep to it as closely as you can. And then outside of these windows, avoid checking your work emails or accounts. Use technology to your advantage, to say use an out-of-office or an autorespond, or just turn off your notifications when you're not working, and let the other people in your organization know when you're working and when you're not working. An additional tip, she says, can be make sure you're getting exercise, making sure you're spending time with your loved ones, and maybe even taking up an additional new hobby, something to engage you creatively or intellectually outside of your work hours as well. I always felt like the work-life balance police were wrong on this, that we have to really try to maintain some separation between our personal life and our work lives. And the extended working from home and the effects of the pandemic, I think, prove that right even more. I hope you're getting some time away from work yourself. That's it from the HR Happy Hour show on Alexa. To hear our full show archive, please visit hrhappyhour.net.